Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, shloka number 19, Krishna described about that person who is unattached to the results of the work, or the fruits of the work, what happens? Such a person will attain supreme. Now Arjuna had a question that, okay, you're telling all this, but now can you give some testimonials? Can you give some examples? And here, Krishna is talking about that in this verse, shloka number 20.
Karmanaiva hi samsiddhim astita janakadayah loka sangraham evapi sampashyan kartum arhasi.
So here, Krishna is giving example. Janaka adayah, kings like Janaka and others, what happened to them? Samsiddhim, they attained perfection. How did they attain perfection? Karmana eva. They attained perfection solely by doing what? By performance of prescribed duties. By the performance of karma. Their activity, their prescribed duties. And then, here it is given. So Arjuna might ask, okay, they have done. So what you're supposed to do? Krishna is telling. Loka sangraham evapi. For the sake of educating people in general, some question, kartum arhasi, you should perform your work. So here Krishna is very clear that, okay Arjuna, you might feel that you are a great personality, you are a self-realized soul, but even if you are self-realized, to set an example, you have to fight. Now let's see what we have in the purport. Who is Janaka? Let's try to understand about Janaka Maharaj. So, King Janaka firstly was a self-realized soul. And he was the father of Sita Devi, in Treta Yuga. And who is Sita? She is the goddess of fortune. And Sita, the goddess Sita, she got married to Lord Ramchandra. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, was the son-in-law of Janaka. Now we can imagine, now such a great devotee Janaka was. The Janaka Maharaj had got Goddess of Fortune as the daughter and the Supreme Personality of Godhead as son-in-law. But still, this personality, when he was not having any obligation for performing any of the prescribed duties, but still, he performed the prescribed duties for what is given here. They performed all prescribed activities just to set examples for the people in general. And other point that is given here is, because he was the king of Mithila, he had to teach his subjects how to perform prescribed duties. Just to set an example, because when it comes to king, he's a great personality. And the subjects of the kingdom, they'll just follow the king because he's the leader. And just to set an example, Janak Maharaj did that. Now when it comes to Lord Krishna and Arjun, now they are there on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Let's take their example also. Now, when it comes to these great personalities, they need not have got into all this fight with so many Akshaunis on both the sides and, you know, so much of war. Krishna alone with his Sudarshan Chakra, he could have just smashed everyone. Need not get into all these things. But just to set an example, they're getting into this war of Kurukshetra. It's given here. Lord Krishna and Arjun, the Lord's eternal friend, had no need to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but they fought to teach people in general that violence is also necessary in a situation where good arguments fail. So Krishna tried his best as a Shanti Dut. He went as a peace messenger to Duryodhana. But then Duryodhana wanted to die. So the war was inevitable. So they had to get into this ghastly warfare. There was no option. Although one who is situated in Krishna consciousness may not have any interest in the world, he still works to teach the public how to live and how to act. Experienced persons in Krishna consciousness can act in such a way that others will follow. In fact, this is seen very nicely that whenever a person, a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, especially in dhoti kurta tilak, walking on the road, doing some activity, so many eyes will be on that person. as soon as there is a little deviation in the behavior of the person, they'll start pointing. And look at this. This is how people behave. Especially, I'm sure most of you will be able to connect. Especially when we just start practicing bhakti, we just start chanting on the beats, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at home. And if we get angry even a little bit, what happens? Everyone starts asking, this is what you learn? This is what ISKCON people teach you? This is what is bhakti? And so on and so forth. So when it comes to a devotee, it is expected that the devotee should live a very nice, ideal life according to the Shastra. Because there are many, many people who are observing that person, and just by seeing the transformation in the life of that person, they will take up to bhakti, they will take up to Krishna consciousness. So many times people ask how to preach. How to preach? By setting an example. Just by seeing us, many, many people will take up to bhakti and their lives will be transformed. And since their lives are transformed, some other set of people will watch them and they will take up to bhakti and their lives will be transformed. And like this we will see that there will be a chain reaction altogether. So it's very important to take up to Krishna consciousness, to practice bhakti very, very intensely, so that this heart transformation happens very, very fast, very, very quickly. And this heart transformation will actually set an example for people in general in the society. And as soon as this is seen, people will be eager to know, how is it that this person, who was a gone case, now he has become such a great personality. In the behavior is so sober. Now when it comes to his dealings, he's so nice. How has this happened? How this transformation has come up? And then that devotee will have a chance to tell, chant Hare Krishna. With collar tight, another person can say, chant Hare Krishna. Even your life will be transformed completely. So as devotees, to be very frank, we have a great responsibility. A great responsibility on our shoulders. And that responsibility is, when we are practicing bhakti, when we are putting this tilak, kanti mala, and when we are wearing the Vaishnava attire, it's a great responsibility that we have to set an ideal example. If not that, then at least we have to understand that we are representing Krishna, we are representing Srila Prabhupada, and our behavior should be accordingly taken care of. If it is not, then we'll set a wrong example. And even if people are interested to practice bhakti, they will not practice. So, just by setting an example, we can preach tremendously. And preaching is the essence. We have to preach so that more and more people come to Krishna consciousness and their hearts will be transformed and they will be happy. They will get eternal bliss, eternal happiness, eternal satisfaction. So, all of us have to come together, practice bhakti intensely in the association, under the guidance, by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by following the principles of Bhagavad Gita, and set an example. Just by doing that, we will see that how people around us, their hearts will be transformed, and people around them, their heart will be transformed, and people around them, their heart will be transformed. And like this, finally, this world will be a place to live. As of now, this world is a place to exist. So now Krishna is going to give a very, very wonderful shloka. And this shloka is a shloka which we can meditate on to think of how can I set an example in general to the common public. So let's see this shloka in the next video. Hare Krishna.